Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth with your host, Bishop Poole. And we want you to be our special guest today. And you can call in at 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And the discussion today is about solving problems, solution to problems. And we're glad to have your comments because we are set this program on a level where we want to be, the Bible says, get wisdom, but all I get and get understanding. So we'd like to have your testimony and things that you have gone through and what you feel that how God had led you and directed you through these situations. And we'd like to offer prayer, Father. We ask you to look upon those that are called today and those that are listening, wherever they are, and that Holy Spirit will help them and guide them through their problems, through this discussion and study we have here today. And the Gospel according to Luke, the 18th chapter, and we find at the first verse, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. And saying, there was a city, a judge, who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there were a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear God, not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by any continued coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry daily, night and day unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, he shall find faith on this earth." Amen. All right, we have a caller. We're talking about faith. We're talking about going through problems and how God has brought us through. And, you know, as Christians, we do have power. And all you have to do is press 1, and we'd be glad to have your comments. God bless you. Just press 1 on your phone, wherever you are, today, right now. And we'd like to have, we have a caller. Hello? Hello.
Hi, Bishop Poole.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. This is Brother Jerry O'Brien from Vero Beach, Florida.
All right. I'd like to know.
I'm doing good. Praise the Lord. I understand that you are doing so very much for people, and you've done a lot for my ministry also. I've been through some things, but you don't let stress sit in, because when you let stress sit in, Satan has a chance just through that little loophole to get in and do you damage.
Right.
So you have to keep on your armor at all times. And through the grace of God and from the help of you and other bishops and ministers and so forth that have led me through my past, I have become to be a better Christian. I have come to be in a more stable mind than I was in a few months ago, as you know. And you all helped and brought me out of that. Thank God for you. Keep on doing what you are doing.
How would you look upon your problem? Was it reading, contact with others, or prayer, or was it just like this widow lady in the Bible? She kept talking to God. Which one you feel with your direction?
Well, I'm in a ministry of gospel singers. I promote gospel singing. And what I do, I work with a lot of the local groups.
Okay.
And sometimes I go through a lot of problems with them and through different churches, you know, because I try to help everybody.
Right.
And
right.
like I've been told, I am not the Savior. Jesus is that.
Right.
But I try to do the best I can without letting it stress me out.
Right. All right.
Because
all right,
when
God
you
bless.
Get to this, you know.
Go ahead.
The stress part is the part that always takes the advantage of you. So you got to keep praying up. You've got to please. I tell people, I tell every church this. Appreciate your pastor.
Okay.
Support your pastor and your church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I really believe in. And if you do that, you connect yourself with God a little more.
All right. God bless you, Brother Jerry. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And
God bless you.
Okay,
have a good
day.
All right, you too. God bless you. We have another caller. You just press 1 on your phone. There we have another caller. We have all you have to do is press 1, and you can go right ahead, another caller. But we thank God for his comments. Amen. We're working with people and throughout this walk, and the widow lady, she was talking to the judge for her, for her son, and she was determined. She was determined. It was not about giving up on her part. Perseverance, you know, has to come into play. We have to press on. We have to work hard at it. And if this judge got tired of listening to her coming in the courtroom or discussing things with the bailiff and, you know, he said, well, you know, I don't fear nobody. The judge said, I don't fear anybody. I'm just tired of being annoyed with this situation. So he dealt with her, and he gave her a plea. So the same thing, if God has shed his blood for us, and there should be no comment and no discussion about God don't love you, the cross itself has bad witness. When he shed his blood for everybody, everybody accepted Christ. Okay, if you'll call, press 1, and we'd like to hear your comments on how prayer has brought you through some of your problems and some of the things that you have gone through. So this lady, she had, and Jesus told this parable, you know, Jesus told it to give them examples and to express themselves about what had happened. And we also have some comments here from
I was taking a test Tuesday, and I was like, I couldn't do this because that test was for if you didn't pass the FCAT. So I was very nervous. And then I prayed, and then Jesus said, you could do it, so I did it, and I felt really confident with my answers.
Praise God, Sister Vernita Thomas. I just thank God for how good God has been throughout my whole life, but I really thank God for this year, because there has been some things I've been going through, but nevertheless, God has always been there, and, you know, through the job situation, sickness with my family, and, you know, even my personal life, how God always confirms stuff and lets you know, you're still on the right track. Regardless of what you go through, you must stay with God. And I just thank and praise God because we like the song say, I love Jesus, and you can't take it back because you're going through a trial or a test. You got to know Jesus' promise. He'll never leave you nor will he forsake you. And you just got to be able to what to give God praise in all things.
All right, we have a couple of testimonies there. And you can see that God is still alive. He's not dead. And he's always available. Jesus said that in Matthew's, the 28th chapter, amen, he said in the 28th chapter, in the 20th verse, he said, Lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So Jesus brought a companionship with his people. He came to be with his people. He just didn't abandon them. And, you know, like you leave a ship out on the ocean. We had come out of the world. We had separated ourselves from the world. We were following Christ. And the world, like a sea, it has all type of problems and situations going on. You don't know what's going to happen from the first day to the next day. That's why Jesus was praying, and he gave us a model prayer. And the disciples wanted to pray like that. And he said, Lord, teach us to pray. But he also said in Matthew's what, you know, we should live one day at a time, in other words, because tomorrow has things lined up for tomorrow. So let us live one day at a time. So the world would take care of things today, and God has given his people the ability to communicate. You know, we are human beings. He gives us the ability that we have vocal cords, and he wants us to communicate. He gave us companionship. He said, I'll be your friend. St. John 14, I'm going away, but, you know, I'm your friend. I'm the way. He wants us to communicate with him. So in terms, he left his word through other people, his followers, and they recorded the written word. So we have the word, and that be a weakness in our walk with Christ, not solving problems, solving things that come up. Because Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, he said, seek and you will find. So if we apply what James said about faith, James said, I have faith, and you say you have faith, but I show you my faith, because faith without works is dead. So faith and work be like a right leg, faith, left leg is work, right leg, left leg, faith works, seek, find. So you have to apply God's word, apply his word, and we apply his word, and we'll find out that he's always there. He's always there. He's always there. And we're going to take another testimony here hello? We have another testimony. If you want to...
Sister Dale, giving honor to the Spirit of Christ is ahead of my life. I just want to praise and thank the Lord for how he's brought me from a mighty long way. And I just want to say, because I know... God is not a man that he should lie, and whatever he say, I believe. And I just want to say praise God, just to tell, you know, just feel the things, praise God, that where he has brought me from. And one of the things, praise God, I know I've been changed is before I got saved, praise God, I used to, when somebody used to do wrong to me, praise God, I used to go out for revenge, and I would stay up all night, praise God, and, you know, plot up a plot. And I wouldn't go to sleep until I thought of a good one. And then that next morning, I would carry it out. And once I got saved, praise God, I gave all that up. And it's nothing that I did. It was only God's goodness. And then even this year alone, with the things that I have been through, because we know we're going to go through our trials and our tribulation, and I do believe, and so far he has brought me out of each and every one of them and going through my trials and tribulation. Another thing is, only made me stronger, praise God. And one of the things, like I said, going through, at one while it was so dark I couldn't see the light, but now I can see the light, praise God, because he's, you know, taking me through the fire, and I just thank God for it. And it was nobody but Jesus. And I just, you know, like I said, I just thank God for him, because, you know, the church I'm in, with the teaching and stuff, and just, you know, like, I believe it's Isaiah 1:19, where God tells us, if we be willing and obedient, we should eat the good of the land. And I'm showing them eating good of the land. And I just thank God for us.
All right, that was another testimony. Sure, what Christ said, he be with us always, even to the end of the world. And the young widow had caught on. She realized in Matthew, Gospel according to St. Luke 18 chapter, and Jesus was telling the parable, concerned about being persistent in prayer And the first verse was saying that he spoke a parable in the den that men should always pray. Men should always ought to pray and not lose heart. Not lose heart. You know, it's a little saying, it's not biblical, but you hear it say, little prayer, little strength. You know, a lot of prayer, a lot of strength. Pastors and preachers have to pray. We have to pray. Ministers have to pray. But likewise, the average Christian, God has given us the authority, and he has given us the ability, and he's given us the right to come boldly. Hebrews said, come boldly into the throne of grace, you know, and share what we have, the problems we have, because he'd never leave us. And if you're calling, we'd like to share a testimony or share a thought that's pushed one on your phone, and we'd be glad to have your testimony. We look at this program as being a down-to-earth talk that we can share and help one another. Now, remember, once you learn about Christ, he's compassionate. He's compassionate. He came here. God sent his son. He walked this earth. He went through a lot of things of his own, and he realized that if you look at a ship out in the sea, and we're his children, and once we pull out of the world and begin to follow Christ, you feel isolated, feel separated a bit, because there are certain environmental things we don't get involved in anymore. We try to improve our circle of friends to be positive and positive-minded, because you learn when you're in the world, the bigger the circle, the bigger success you have in any direction. But with Christ, we try to be involved in a circle of friends, in Christians. Sometimes baby Christians get involved, get in a circle, and they're still babes. And they're following problems, but Jesus said, I'll be with you always. And when you begin to be abused and misused, you feel that, you know, you've been abandoned, but no, Christ is there. And he will not, he's compassionate, he understands, and he said he'll be your friend. He'll be your friend. So communication is a tremendous part of our walk with Christ. We must communicate. And prayer is one weapon that we can't lay down. We can't stop. Be persistent. Always be persistent. You know, work hard at it. It's a job, and to the extent where when you go to Christ in prayer, you want an answer. Not just pray and just walk away and say, okay, I did my prayer for the day. No. That's not what we're about. As Christian, you want to know, you want to answer, because you have an adversary trying to stop you from your blessing. He want to stop you some type of way. He want to discourage you. If he can't stop you, try to discourage you, because God promised. Once you understand, and through fellowship with Christ, that Jesus is a compassionate man. He's integrity. He always follow through on what he said. What he said he'll do, he'll do it. He would do it, and he would follow through. He would not lie. He would not lie to you. He would not lie to you. He would follow up, and he has always, whatever Jesus promised through his son, God, it always happened. It always has happened. But it's the communication line, because of communication, we need to speak. Because we have cell phones. When cell phones wasn't popular, there was beepers out. Then once the cell phones caught on, oh, God, you know how that is. You look at your pocketbook now. You got your cell phone? Are you sure? Well, you might have two or three on now, but I know you have one. And, you know, I can see you on the phone. I know you're going to be listening to the broadcast, and I appreciate it. But God wants you to do the same with him. He wants you to say, good morning, Jesus. You know, Jesus, protect my food. Lord, pray over my food. I thank you for my food. You know, Daniel caught on to prayer. You know, like people going around, they turn up their radio, they want you to hear their radio. Oh, they want to see you, they want you to see their new style of haircut. They want you to see their new style of fashion of clothes. You know, Daniel caught on to prayer. Daniel caught on to prayer, and he set out in the morning, he prayed for the world. Set out at noonday, he prayed. Oh, he just, and it irritated the devil. It irritates people when they find out that you are not dependent on their God, and you find you have another God, and they don't like that. They don't like that. You can talk to Christ in secret. You can talk to him in public. You can sing to him. You can read to him. You know what I mean? It builds, like Jude in the Bible says, it builds up your most holy faith. It builds you up. It builds you. It builds you. Prayer builds you. All right, if we have another caller would like to express themselves, you can dial in. If you dial in, that's press 1. And we'd like to hear your comments and what you have, that you feel that God has brought you through and how God has blessed you throughout this year and years to come. There are stages. There are stages in Christ. There are stages, guys. We are babes in Christ. You know, and there's a time when we come in and come into Christ, and the old mind has to be renewed. The activity, the books, and your agenda has to be renewed. And your conversation with God has to be renewed. You came to Christ in the beginning for eternal life. Don't let, regardless of what brought you, could have been sickness, bankruptcy, trials, tribulation, whatever, but when you came into Christ, thank God, if you really surrendered your heart and mind to him, I know you're very thankful. You're very, very thankful, because now you got dual citizenship. Some of you might have dual citizenship now, but what I'm talking about, a heavenly citizenship. You have a heavenly citizenship, and prayer is the one that can always reach heaven. That conversation that you have, you should always call home. You know how you get homesick? Prayer is the one, with that line of communication with God. That line of communication with God. When you begin to feel, well, I need to talk to somebody. You know, you get your Bible and you begin to thumb through your Bible. You can't find anyone, any scripture, any book, Isaiah, Matthew, Hezekiah, you know, Luke, John, that really, then you just pray. Just pray. Use the model prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. Lord, I need your kingdom to come here right now. You know, you feel a little down. You feel a little stressful. Like one of the callers say about stress, where you try to do so much, you're not appreciated. But you can talk to God. But don't talk to God and stop. The widow lady, she had some valuable relationship, her son. Amen. She began to pray. Not pray, but she came to the judge and asked the judge to avenge her. Asked the judge to release, you know, of her problems. And she worried the judge so. You know, she bothered the judge so. And the judge said, well, I don't respect her, God, nobody. You know, because of the fact that he knew his job. He knew his position. One thing I'm going to do, though, I'm going to get this thorn out of my flesh, out of my courtroom. I'm going to get her right out of here now. I'm tired of seeing this old lady coming up here with them high heel shoes on. She's too old for that. Everything, and you know, wearing that long hair and it just falling off her head, I'm going to get her out of here right now. Don't let her come back in here to move out, write her off, whatever she wants. That's it. That, if that person in the natural, you know, what about God? Jesus said, I tell you, you know, and God shall not avenge his own who cry out day and night to him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? You know, Jesus is going to do what he says he's going to do. He has that type of integrity. He is a man. He will not lie. He will stand by his word. Whatever Jesus said he's going to do, he's going to do it. So you need to stay in prayer until you get an answer. Stay in prayer until you get an answer. Just don't give up because of it's raining today, it's cold, and you feel, you know, the natural man, is either get tired, the natural man, you know, when they came into the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus went there, he prayed. He prayed, and every time he turned around, the disciples were wore out from walking, stress going through all that day, and they couldn't take it. It just went down. Okay, we have a caller. We got a caller. Caller, go right ahead.
This
go
is
right
Dr.
ahead.
Brooks. This is Dr.
Yes, sir,
Brooks. And I
yes,
just
sir.
Wanted to say that I thank God for you and for the broadcast. And I just wanted to encourage people that just like in the book of Daniel, Daniel prayed to the Lord and it took 21 days before he received an answer because
right.
when the angel came to him, he said that 21 days ago, the Lord sent me with the answer to your prayer. And on the way down, I was accosted by demonic spirits in the atmosphere. And only Michael, your prince, came to help me. And I was able to slip through and bring you the answer. He said, but I can't even stay. I have to go back up and help Michael. So what's happening seems like is that we don't see what's happening in the atmosphere. But we know that God answers prayers. And I'm just encouraging everyone to just be patient. Once we pray, just be patient and wait for God to answer our prayers. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you, Doctor. We appreciate your call. And those of you who are listening, you know, have the perseverance of the widow. You know, just don't give up in Daniel. Just don't give up. God, the Lord told him, the prophet told him that, you know, we heard God say he heard you the first day that you prayed, you know, but the angel of the devil held it up. It held it up. Sometimes we give up too easy. God bless you, Dr. Brooks. Thank you for calling. And those of you that are listening, you know, I remember when God told Joshua with Moses, he said, Moses, my servant is dead. But if you, you know, stay in the word, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but if you be strong and be courageous, be strong. In other words, be steadfast. You know the word, you know the scripture. That's why it's good to, you know, come out from among them in fellowship in some body of Christ in a chapel or assembly whenever time to time that they assemble. Be there. You know, rub shoulders and shake hands with someone and, you know, hug and hello, how you doing, and smile. Because there might be some days you need some encouragement. You might need somebody to sing a song and that might uplift you. You know, you need that. You need that. So we thank God for that caller. Amen. Might be someone else out would like to have to share with us a scripture, a song that was going forth. We're going to maybe take another testimony here of all that testimony.
Hello, Sister Melanie.
I think we have another call or testimony here.
I want to thank God for the job that I have now. And for those of you going through job situations, I just want to tell you that there is hope. I thank God because a couple of years ago, I was to be laid off from my job. And it seemed like they just couldn't get rid of me because they hired me back temporarily, which gave me more time to look for a job. And all that time I kept saying, thank you, Lord, for my new job. Thank you, God, for my new job. As I was looking, now you just can't sit back and say, Lord, thank you for a job, and you're not looking, you're not calling, sending resumes, you still have to do that. Faith without works is dead. So I had faith, and I worked behind it. And I thank God that I was only officially out of work less than a month before I had another job. So for those of you that are looking for a job or you get discouraged, just pray about it and talk to people at jobs you used to be at. Call your friends, family, let everybody know you're looking for a job. Post your resume on websites. Call the temp agencies. Do all you can because you have to seek, you have to knock, and you have to look. So I just want to encourage you. Don't give up. Don't give in. That job is there waiting for you. You just have to find it. And it is out there. Be encouraged. Thank you.
All right. We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Push one. Yes. Go right ahead. Hello? Hello? Yes. I think we have a caller. With, lost it for a moment there. Yes. Hello? Caller, you on the air. Hello? Hello, you on the air? Right ahead. Okay. Okay, caller, we'll kind of miss you again. You can call back in and press 1. We'd be glad to have your testimony. We're talking about prayer and being perseverance, you know, concerning the widow lady. We'll try to reach that caller again in 1 minute or less. And sometimes we give up too easy. We give up too easy. And we have, a certain calendar year, so much that we have heard. But it's nothing like have a real live testimony with someone that you know. Be encouraged, number one. What Jesus was saying to the widow woman, she was persistent. She was encouraged. She was determined to get an answer. No more than that, is determined to get an answer from God. You can pray 3 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day. Just pray. Jesus went out and prayed all night long. All night long. And he got an answer. And, you know, he realized and he understood the whole, because he came from heaven. So he understands us. He's compassionate. He knows us, and he knows all about us. Now, the next parable that Jesus told was concerning, and it was talking about a great man that was in authority. In 2 Luke 18:18, say, now a certain rich ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said unto him, why calleth me good? No one is good but one, that is God. And you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these things I have kept from my youth. So when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. And when he heard this, because he was very sorrowful, because he had many riches, because he had himself, he had put his heart in those things. He had put his mind in those things. So he didn't want to separate those things to follow God. When you follow God and follow Christ, you separate yourself from things that will destroy your life, and it will destroy things that will block your prayers, things that will block your prayers. So if you yourself love God and you said that, you know, I care about this thing and I care about heaven and I care about those around me, then you need to give yourself to Christ, communicate with him, and you'll find that doing so, you feel a whole lot better. You find a whole lot better. There was another parable Jesus told when a man came to him and his child was sick, and he asked him, you know, because he heard about him. He heard about Jesus, and he heard about the great things that he was doing. And he asked him, he told him about if he would come and come to his house and bless and pray for his child. Then he said, no, you know what, and I'm paraphrasing this now, that I'm not even worthy, Lord, for you to come in my house. Just speak the word. Just speak the word. And when you speak the word, I know things would happen, because I'm a man in authority too. I'm a man in authority, and I tell men to come and go and sit, and they do. So all you have to do is speak the word. And Jesus said he never heard of such faith. There's another step here in prayer, and another step in our life whereby we have come to the point, and the world has exhibited this and given examples whereby we should disrespect people's authority, those that are in authority, those that are in leadership, or those that in positions to make decisions. We should respect that. And doing so, amen, you'll find yourself more having a mind that will not hinder your mindset with God. Because, see, in the name of Jesus, there's power. The Bible says no other name whereby a man can be saved than in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God, sent his Son, his only begotten Son. And through the name of Jesus, Jesus said, I am the way, St. John 14. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if any man come before God, you got to come through Jesus Christ. If any man. So God has given him the authority to whereby to save us. He given his word. Everything is in Jesus' name. He has the authority to take those into heaven. All, St. John 17, he said, Father, all thine are mine, all mine are thine. And, you know, God has given us the authority to use his name. So we have to respect those that are in leadership. It might sound like a small thing, but you have to be careful that when you pray and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you know, in the name of Jesus, you stamp it as prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask this in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, and you know when you say that name have respect, that name have power. And this man, he had so much of faith, he told Christ, he said, listen, I'm not worthy enough for you to come in my house. I'm not worthy enough. But I heard so much about you. Now, if you just speak the word, just speak the word. And Jesus said he haven't heard of such a faith. See, he was in a position, he works in an authority position, and he heard about Christ, the power that he have in heaven and earth. He's seen the demons and the darkness, demons and the dumb spirits and the blind, the halt walk when it's in the name of Jesus, when he spoke, representing God's Son. He was God's Son representing heaven and earth, God that created the heavens and the earth. God, compassion, God's Son walking here on earth. When he spoke and he saw all these demons and things begin to happen and men's life begin to be restored. And he told Jesus, said, listen, all you have to do is speak the word. Speak the word. And this is what we as Christians and we, those of you that are still seeking God, you know, we have to learn to do. Prayer is powerful. Prayer communication is powerful. Is powerful and bring forth. We might have another testimony. I think we might have another testimony here you can listen to.
Brother Riles, I just want to thank God for how he's been good to me and my family, how he has been a provider for me, time in and time out. God has truly been good. I've been through several tests. from being unemployed for over 3 years to God still care of me and my family, not never once having to miss a meal or my bills not being paid. God has continued to bless and watch over me. I mean, the Bible tells us that he raises some up and he tears others down, but God does the increase. Amen. It's not man. It's not, you know, it's not what we think. Amen. But God is the one that provides increase. Amen. I'm just truly blessed right now within the last year from going from not having a job. I've been promoted over 3 times, and it's to a point where they can't promote me anymore because I haven't had enough time, but they're still working out a way to make it happen. So God is just good, and he continues to be good. Amen. As long as we do as we should, amen, and we continue to serve God and live the best that we know how, God will definitely do what he says he'll do. God bless.
We thank God for the message today, and we're praying that Jesus is a good man. He's the best man. He's God's man, and he's compassionate. And once you find out that once he says something, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Compared to, you know, the world today, they'll say something, and they won't follow through. They won't follow up. But you can be assured through Christ that he will follow up. He will follow up. And what if he spoke it, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And whatever you're going through, don't give up and don't give in. You need an answer. Don't settle for second chance. Don't settle for what you imagine. No. Don't settle for, oh, that you was lucky. No, God is not about luck. You know, don't settle for those things. You know, go strictly to God. Go straightly to him. And if you find yourself, say, well, I really don't know how to find, you know, a good example. Well, many times you're looking at one every Sunday in the pulpit. You're looking at a person almost every Sunday in the pulpit. You might, sometimes they be sick, sometimes they be, you know, not at the best what you think they are, but prayer bringing them through. Prayer is bringing them through. They pray all the time. They stay in the Word. And, you know, ministers have to make it because we live in the Word. We live in the Word, and we live by the Word. And Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Christ. And I notice the prayer here. We're talking about prayer. You can pray as many times. Always pray over the food. We always must pray over our food and always working on your health. Your health. You might have a health problem. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Many, many years ago, a mentor of mine that was already, we have someone on the phone. If you like to press 1 on your phone, then we can, and we can have you through here. If you have any more comments, those of you that's dial 1, on your phone, and 347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And my mentor was saying to me that, you know, you got a headache, don't you? I said, yeah, I wonder why he had a headache. He said, well, if you got a headache, why don't you go ahead on and, you know, pray for yourself? I said, oh, never heard of that. You know, I'll be praying for others, but, you know, physically laying hands. That's what the Bible says in the book of James, the 5th chapter. If any is sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. And they, you know, they anoint them with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So prayer, not only through the leaders of the church, the leaders of the church, amen, God authorized the leaders of the church in his name to pray for the sick. To pray for the sick. And we ourselves, as you're a believer and you come to Christ, and if you come to Christ and you come up for prayer, whatever it means by, you know, God has ordained the church. And because Jesus came in healing, amen, praying for the sick, amen, delivering us from those things that contaminate our lives mentally and physically. So, but also, the book of Mark was saying in 16:16, these are the signs of those that believe. They can lay hands on the sick and they can recover. So, you know, praying for yourself and have others pray for you. We understand have others pray for you, but you can pray for yourself. Constantly hands on those areas. You're a believer. You accept that Christ is your Lord and Savior, and you've been walking by faith. You've been taking abuse. You've been taking criticism, and they know, people know that you're a Christian. So that should be, you know, no brainer. Like I say, it should be no rocket science can figure that out. So, that you're a Christian. Your lifestyle is showing you're a Christian. You're walking after Christ. So lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. And you can start off like the model prayer Jesus always said, that our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And start off like that. And pray and pray and pray and talk to God, you know, day in and day out. That's your body. This is where you live. You have the pain. You have the problems and situations that's going on, you know, and you can rebuke that spirit. You can rebuke that those thoughts and pains in your body. In your body. That's your body. That's yours. So prayer goes for not only against things that are happening far away, or things that are happening for your environment, attacks that the enemy set up and trying to destroy your home. But listen, you can also be involved, like the widow lady. She got involved, and she wasn't going to let go. She wasn't going to let go of this thing. She had the judge, and the judge knew her, and he knew who she was, and she knew the judge. She knew the kind of authority he had, and she camped out. She camped out on this. So you yourself, I don't know what you're going through, no, the problems you have, but it's a problem where it hinders. Sometimes God uses things, because his ways are not like our ways. He uses things to promote us, to push us to our ability. You know, sometimes we won't get up and move and develop, you know, the next antidote. If you're in chemistry, it might next antidote to help cure somebody. You might have the next patent to help somebody. You never know what you have, and God knows he don't want you to be complacent. He might allow some uncomfortable situation to occur. You know, he knows you might have a patent in you or something in your life that you're supposed to do that's positive to help mankind, to help his people, and your name should be in history somewhere and doing this, developing peace for children, helping children, helping our seniors. There's so much need to be done to help humanity, because the enemy is trying to destroy, but God come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, you know, God's ways is not like our ways. But through prayer, you can get an answer. God will give you an answer. He will give you an answer. And your answer might not be his answer, but he give you one or two words. Or he give you a dream, a vision, a revelation. You know, and out of the mouth, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. One person can come up and tell you one thing. You never knew them, and another person come around, and that person tell you the same, identical, that the first person, three people come up and give you the identical answer, and that can be your confirmation. It can be a dream, vision, but it be your confirmation. Or you can be like Gideon. Say, Lord, I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to be minded or whatever, but, you know, if this would happen, Gideon said, that Lord, I'm going to put a fleece, I'm going to put a rug out in front of my door, and in the morning when I get up, and I look at the fleece, the rug going to be wet, around it will be dry. And that's what happened. That's what happened. And Gideon said, well, you know, Lord, I know you told me we're going to fight these armies and they're too many, and what I can do, my little self, but I'm just going to do this again. I'm going to put the fleece out there and let it be soaking wet all the way around it. But in the morning when I open the door, let the fleece be dry. And you might, you know, give God some signs and ask him. And ask him. Communication. We have the ability, and God wants to communicate with his people. He wants to communicate with his people. Okay, we have a caller. If you would press 1 on your phone and or desire to give us a call and to share your testimonies and to share how you had came through some problems, you know, we can recap where we recognize the authority in Jesus' name. Recognize the authority in his name is one. God has sent his only begotten Son, and in his Son, and he died to show his love and compassion for the human race and all those that accept him in his name. St. John 14 talk about, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. But he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You need to examine that, understand that, turn it upside down, inside out. And once you get that firmly understood, accepting Christ, that his teaching is the way. And he made it so plain. He gave you Bibles to read. We always recommend the King James Bible, Bible study, and the old authorized King James as a starter, and you can progress later on. American Standard, the New International Bible. But you start there. You start there and find a place of worship that believe in prayer. Prayer and healing. Everything that Jesus teached and the things that he did here on earth, that's what you need to follow. He let his followers, his apostles, his disciples, they watched him, they heard him, they saw him praying, they saw him healing, they saw him delivering people, they saw him blessing people, and that's what you're about. That's what you're about, following Christ. And once you get that in your system, you're thinking day in and day night, don't be saying that, well, that's enough. No, you didn't say that when you was in the world, that was enough. No, because we're about helping people. We're about helping others. Someone helped you. Someone helped you. Someone shared with you. Someone talked with you. Someone prayed for you to get you to this point, the way you thank God that you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Someone began to work with you to that point. And we like to thank God for you, all of those of you listening, a radio and a computer, or wherever you are, cell phone, communication, prayer, communication. If you get it, start praying and talking to God like you use your cell phone or your radio or your iPod, amen, you can begin to see victory. You begin to feel victorious. Regardless of whatever come up, you just pray through it, and you begin to, the throne room of God is always open. There's no downtime, there's no vacation, there's no place in heaven where they got a sign that says we're open from 9 to 5, and you can come back tomorrow. Nope. The throne room of God is always open. All these people in the world, millions of billions of people, those who accepted Christ, and they call out and cry out to God, and their prayers come up for the throne, the angels standing in the session, and God is answering through his Son, and Jesus sitting there on the right hand of God, there in the throne room, and say, Father, that was mine, you know, Lord, this is that, you know, this, that, and that, and that. So God is never, he's never on a strike, he's never in negotiation, he's there listening and looking and watching those that will say, Lord, I give up, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You know, he's there to hear prayer of repentance. He's there to hear prayer of intercession. He's there to hear someone praying out. He's there. He gave it to us. His son taught it. Jesus taught it. And we catch on to it, and we got to use it. Use what you got. Use what you got. Communicate with God. Be persistent. Press on. Perseverance. Be with God. Be faithful. Be faithful with him and to him. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. You know, don't let the day pass without giving a prayer. We know you're going to pray tonight. When you lay down, you pray till your mind is clear. You know, you can lay down and pray. All right, we thank God for you. If you want to email us or send a message to Doctrine of Truth, you can always send us a email at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Website, www.jciministries.org. Or if you like us on Facebook, join our page, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. Or you want to subscribe to YouTube, www.youtube.com, user JCI Ministries. YouTube.com, JCI Ministries. Or you would like to write. If you like to write, we'd like to hear your comments, some words of encouragement, things that you're going through. Or if you just might want a prayer request, you can also send it through the mail, JCI Doctrine of Truth, JCIM Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, TAMARAC, Florida, 33320, USA. JCI Ministries, JCI Ministry Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, TAMARAC 33320, USA. God bless you. I'd like to hear from you from time to time. If it might be through email, a snail mail, you know, to still have the P.O. boxes. Or you want to seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Tell a friend. Tell your family. Pray. Always pray. Jesus said, man, I should always pray. Always pray. Paul said, pray without ceasing. We're closing with a prayer. Father, we thank you for those that are listening wherever they are, whether they're doing, oh God, put a blanket over them, over their home, oh God, over the food they eat, the people they meet, oh God, the places that they're sleeping, the missions in foreign field, oh God, the widows, oh God, that are going through. You able to give them strength, Lord. You are the peace. Peace through troubled waters. Peace, oh God, in the valleys and the shadows. Because you have all power in your hand. And Lord, we thank you now for this broadcast and this program. And we leave the listeners and the hearers. Because faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Lord, we pray that their faith be built tonight through what they have heard. Until, Father, we meet them again through prayer or communication. Touch and deliver. Loose the mind and encourage the minds. This is in Jesus' name we pray. God bless you for listening. God bless you. God bless you. And you have a Jesus-filled day. Thank you.